you gotta expect that. On every phase, God talking, we gonna dominate this thing. Respect is not given, it is earned, God talking. Take this thing from the beginning, dog. If you got something in you that say we ain't winning this game, we need to get that at you right now.
What we gonna do tonight is we gonna burn up. Like we said, homie, we gonna burn up, burn up, and whatever it takes to get this ball stolen.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on KFAVE Sports Radio, where it's all a work. And we are back once again after a short hiatus. This is pretty much how things will be going the rest of the season. It is just very difficult for me to record on the road. So pretty much when I'm home, you will get an episode of NFL Easy Picks. So this week, you'll get one. Next week, not likely. But we still keep picks going on our Yahoo page, the Yahoo League page. But I am your host, Heavyset, and my co-host, back once again, Joe Bennett.
What's up, everybody? Glad to be back. Another show, another week of football.
It seems like a lot has happened since we've last had an episode. I mean, well, there's a lot has happened, but at the same time, so a lot of it was just some of this past week.
It has been interesting, that's for sure.
Like, let's go back on some of these weeks. Like
almost every team in the league has a backup quarterback starting.
Week 10? Week 10. That was my bad week. Week 10 when I got four right.
What about that? Yeah, we'll get to now.
Oh, you want to talk about now?
No. We can talk about that after we go back.
Week 10, I did terrible. I got four right. Seahawks beating Atlanta. The Giants beating the Raiders, Denver beating the Chargers, and the Saints beating the Cowboys. That was probably very, very difficult for you.
Ooh, it was.
But other than that, that was just, let me see, where did you do that week? You got six. The top was seven. We did shitty that week, and there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There was 14 games. As a whole, we all did bad that week. Week after that, week 11, that's where we are now. For this past week, it was, I didn't look at the results from week 11. I just threw my picks down and whatever. But I guess Dan and my friend Ryan have decided they're not going to pick anymore, and they're at the bottom of the league. I'll give them a couple more weeks, and if they don't pick, I'll boot them out like always. But we did a little better that week, even though Eat My Goal, Mark, got in first place that week with 11 correct. Mop was at 10, I was at 9. You were at also 9, and Shane was at 6.
Six.
Not much there, but let's go into this past week of what we missed. Oh my god. First off, I didn't get a chance to get to my picks until late Thursday night, early Friday morning. I couldn't have do my Thursday night pick, which I would have picked the Saints, so that would have got me up to four. I got three right this week. And it didn't help that one of the games was a tie, so no one could get that right or wrong.
True.
And I picked both of my teams to win, and both of them got killed.
Yeah, I picked both of those same teams. But my team, who I picked, did win.
I don't know why I didn't pick them. Maybe I thought the Giants were going to have an upset. Like, they were going to upset the Cowboys, but I was wrong.
Never underestimate the Dallas Cowboys.
It wasn't underestimating the Dallas Cowboys. It was more or less thinking...
Overestimating the Giants?
Yeah, thinking that they were gonna just pull this win out. Even though I spent last week in Dallas a couple times.
Did you get to see Jerry's World?
No, that's like one of the few things I don't think we pass. I don't know if it's via a major interstate.
It's
or at least not. I did drive by like the iconic downtown. Like they have that globe with all the lights on it. I got pictures and I meant to send you when I was driving past that. I was in the passenger seat, so don't have to worry about me taking pictures while I'm driving.
Well,
I did drive by the Cotton Bowl, which is in Dallas.
It is.
But while I was in Dallas, I tried a Whataburger.
Nice. How was that for you?
Not that bad. It's...
Do you ever get to go to Arizona or California?
Why?
To get some In-N-Out?
an In-N-Out burger was actually at that same exit that I went to Whataburger. And it was,
what?
I had to, and I was picking between the two. Yeah. In-N-Out burger is in, actually, they're in Dallas.
There's a couple elsewhere other than California or Las Vegas or Arizona.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, like, when we were in Texas, the biggest thing in Texas is Whataburger. I swear to God, you see them everywhere. But I did, if I remember passing In-N-Out burgers, they were in Dallas. Like, there's at least two in that area.
Right.
But the one we happened to go to, it's like slightly outside of Dallas, but still, it was either like In-N-Out Burger or Whataburger. And I grabbed Whataburger just because I knew I'd be in Texas more, and if I liked it, I'd probably want to stop there again. In-N-Out Burger, I don't want to like really, really tease myself. But I had three burger places on my list: Whataburger, In-N-Out Burger, and Fat Burger. Fat Burger's like, I know it's like California. One day I will try them all. I know we actually, funny story, like how this is turning into like my work stories, but we went from Laredo to Louisville, Kentucky, and then after there, they wanted us to go to California.
Okay.
The only reason why I didn't go is because I wouldn't have made it home in time of when I wanted to be home. Other than that, I would have taken it in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pissed that I lost out on that. A, it would have been great money. B, it would have been California. C, I might have got an In-N-Out Burger. But, yeah, we were talking about your Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Yeah, I really don't know why I didn't pick them. It's the fun part about how we're doing this show now. I've said that it's spontaneous as it is, but we're not going over these week, but we're like, I might have picked these different if we did the show.
Right.
Some of these. Like, I actually would have had the Saints picked. I might have picked the Cowboys. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I did the bad one. And this week, the lineup goes, you in first place with 6, Mop in second with 6. Wait a minute. Let's start over. You in first place with 7. Mop in first place with 6. Shane also in 6. Eat My Goal, Mart at 4, and me at 3. Terrible.
Yeah.
And the overall leaderboard is wow. You and Mop tied 110 each. Me and Shane tied at 101. Not that far behind us, Eat My Goal at 100. And Dan and my friend Ryan aren't even trying anymore, so.
Very nice.
And there's that fantasy league thing that we have that we're doing terrible in.
Oh, I forgot about that league.
Well, Stevie G Jr.
I don't even know where I'm at.
8th place.
That's what I figured.
In first place, the main attraction. 2nd place, Stop Tickling Me Elmo, which was Mop. 3rd place, Dark Knights. 4th place, Pin Me, Pay Me. 5th place, Carp's Tip Top Team. 6, Bull. 7, Beast and Plants. 8, Locked Up for Life. That'd be you. 9, Ultimate Warriors. And 10, Stevie G. Yeah, and already locked up into playoffs would be the main attraction and Stop Tickling Me, Elmo. Oh, fun. Let's talk about how our teams did and start with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, we won.
What is their record?
Better than the Bears.
Hey, fuck you.
Better than the Browns.
Hey, fuck you.
And in sole possession, actually tied for first place with the stupid Eagles. They are 6-5. Actually, they have the same record as the Bears.
Yeah, so fuck you. Suck it, bitch.
Nope.
They almost beat the Broncos. They got killed by the Saints. Who else? They don't have the Patriots on their schedule, do they?
I don't think so. They do play the Bears in 2 weeks, though.
Yes, I am really looking forward to that, and odds are we will not have a show at that point.
Ooh.
I plan on leaving again next Sunday, or this coming Sunday, and if I look at the schedule, yeah, that's going to be December 9th, and I'm not coming home till Christmas.
Wow. Yeah, in the third week of December, I will be in Minnesota, which I'm so excited for.
It sucks that I'm going to be missing the December 15th game. We won't get to talk about it, but the Bears at the Browns.
I don't know if we want to talk about that game.
Why?
Who knows what the Bears are going to be in, because the Browns are awful anyway. So, yeah.
See, you know what? Here's the thing that I was thinking about, and I was talking with a friend earlier today about how the Browns have played recently and how they lost to the Steelers. And one thing I've said many, many times is that what we have to deal with is Steelers fans. Well, a lot of Steelers fans, all they want to do is run their mouth about this, that, and everything. And they all like to say how terrible and horrible the Browns are, and they all like to throw in, like, Like, that's never going to change, and blah, blah, blah. It's going to be like this forever. Okay. Going back to last year, the Browns beat the Steelers. And every time you mention that, they will say, well, that was backup players. And I think I said last year on this, you know, those are backup players, but those are still part of the team.
Right.
Doesn't matter that they're not your high caliber players. They are still paid to do the job when the starter isn't able to play. It's not free money where you can throw in anybody.
Right.
Well, at the same time, a lot of Steelers fans were running their mouth this past weekend about the Browns. Majority of the Browns roster is beat up and out. Now, I'm not making excuses for them. I mean, it is what it is. They're part of the team, but they're not good players. And I think they suck.
It's like the rest of the NFL, though, too.
It's so many. You brought up a point that, like, how many backup quarterbacks are playing right now. Both the Browns and the Bears. Technically, this coming week, their starter is going to be playing. But Brandon Whedon is not a real starter. That's something I can get into a whole thing about, but we'll go on everybody else. But, you know, there's them, there's the Bears, the Packers, so many teams. The Texans, the Rams, fucking Rams. I'll say this about the Rams. I'll come back to the Browns in a minute. But as far as the Bears and the Rams go, I was unable to watch that game. I haven't been able to watch any replays of it. But the only reason I didn't watch it because it wasn't on in this area. But I was keeping up with the score. And basically, here's my notes from it. A, the Rams play really good at home. They are almost like the Seahawks, to where they play at home and they have this magic power. Actually, let me correct myself. I have three notes. The second is they had too many errors in the first quarter, meaning I think it was Matt Forte fumble on their opening drive of the game, which caused the Rams to get a really quick turnover and get an additional 14 points. I mean, additional 7 points to add. So it was 14 points. That adds to the fact that the Rams scored the exact same amount of points in one quarter the Bears did the whole game.
Yeah.
They were put behind very early. And my last note is the defense isn't the same. Sometimes, I mean, we've seen these moments, but there's times that we see moments like this where running backs can tear them apart.
Yep. Last two.
And I kind of wish Lovie Smith was still with the team. Not as a head coach. I do like Mark Trestman. I kind of wish he was the defensive coordinator, though.
I had this conversation at work today on Lovie Smith and being like a consultant to the Bears, and I completely agree. I mean, it's still his defense. Until that defensive coordinator actually does what he needs to do to be able to make his team, which probably will be next season, it's not going to be pretty. You get all the old guys, no offense to the guys who are really good, but need to get some younger talent in there.
Well, they need to mix the older veterans with the good young talent.
Right.
I think Peppers has a few more years in him. Briggs has a few more years in him. Tillman has a few more years in him. But it's sad that taking out Brian Urlacher really did a number on that team, in between that and Lovie Smith.
Yeah.
And I felt like Urlacher his last year, or last 2 years maybe, like he wasn't the same. I mean, he was a guy that was plagued with injuries too before all that shit went down. But I think something needs to change. I don't think the Bears are Super Bowl bound, not even NFC Championship bound. I want to see them make playoffs, though. I don't care if they get wild card and lose out. There needs to be a progression. We have seen Mark Trestman win his first game as the Bears head coach. We have seen him win his first game against the Packers. In that same season, he needs to make the playoffs. This can't be a team that gets 10 wins and doesn't make the playoffs. And luckily, right now, this division is pretty much, I'm not saying open, but they can still possibly make wild card.
Right.
It seems like the whole NFC in general, actually the whole league in general, is a any given Sunday type of thing. And I bring this up, and I suggest anybody Google this, the 2013 NFL circle. And in the middle, it says the NFL, any given Sunday, 2013. And it shows that basically, if you start with one team, you can jump from one team to the next of this team beat this team, that team beat this team, that team beat this team, all the way back to the top. And this is how it goes. I'm not going to go over this actually tells the week and the score. But simply put, the Falcons beat the Rams beat the Texans beat the Chargers, Chargers beat the Colts, Colts beat the Seahawks, Seahawks beat the 49ers, 49ers beat the Cardinals, Cardinals beat the Panthers, Panthers beat the Giants, Giants beat the Packers, Packers beat the Lions, Lions beat the Bears, Bears beat the Vikings, Vikings beat the Steelers, Steelers beat the Ravens, Ravens beat the Browns, Browns beat the Bills, Bills beat the Dolphins, Dolphins beat the Bengals, Bengals beat the Patriots, Patriots beat the Broncos, Broncos beat the Chiefs, Chiefs. Chiefs beat the Cowboys. Cowboys beat the Eagles. Eagles beat the Redskins. Redskins beat the Raiders. Raiders beat the Jaguars. Jaguars beat the Texans. Texans beat the Jets. Jets beat the Saints. Saints beat the Buccaneers. And Buccaneers beat the Falcons.
Wow.
And I think it's kind of funny. The only division... No, I was going to say the only division that... No, it is. The only division that is four in a row is the NFC North.
Wow.
With Packers beat the Lions, Lions beat the Bears, Bears beat the Vikings. I see close, where you see two or three in a row, like it goes Cowboys, Eagles, Redskins, but the Giants are on the other side. But this is, like I said, in any given Sunday league, if we look at the NFL playoff picture, which I'm going to try to bring up right now.
It's a clusterfuck. Nothing?
No, it's waiting for it to all load.
Oh.
Right now in the playoff picture, we have... Broncos and Patriots are the first and second seed of the AFC. I kind of think that's going to stay that. Actually, I think the first seeds are going to stay this way. Broncos, Patriots, 1-2. Seahawks, Saints, 1-2. I kind of see it staying that way.
Oh, yeah.
And then if the playoffs were to end today, it would be the, wow, Tennessee Titans versus the Indianapolis Colts and the Kansas City Chiefs against the Cincinnati Bengals. In the hunt is the Steelers, Ravens, Chargers, and Jets, all at 5-6.
Wow.
So that is, that hunt's pretty much wide open. Also at 5-6, not on listed on there, the Dolphins.
Wow.
And then they still consider, no, the Browns aren't in there.
Where are the Cowboys?
Okay, we'll go to the other side.
Oh, my bad.
Because we're in the AFC, obviously. The NFC, like I said, Seahawks, Saints, 1-2. Third and sixth seed, the Lions versus the 49ers. And the four and fifth seed, Cowboys versus the Panthers.
The Panthers, wow.
Yeah, Panthers are 8-3.
Yeah.
There's two really wild cards in this. I mean wild cards as in you really weren't expecting them to be around this level. The Panthers, who are the fifth seed, and the seventh seed, so they're just on the outside looking in, the Cardinals at 7-4.
Wow.
And then also looking out on the outside looking in, eighth seed is Philadelphia Eagles, the ninth seed Chicago Bears, and the tenth seed 5-5-1, Green Bay Packers.
Packers and one this year.
They tied with, of all teams, the Vikings.
Yeah, that's pretty awful.
But I wanna go back real quick. I mean, that's the playoffs right now. Bears are slightly on the outside looking in. I still think they can make wild card. It's just they're going to have to win out the rest of the season. They have the Vikings, the Cowboys, the Browns, Eagles, Packers.
Yes.
And they're battling injuries. People like Jay Cutler injured, Forte injured, I think Tillman's injured. It just seems like there's a lot of people injured right now. But if they can make wild card, I think that, and even if they lose out, that's still going to be a win full season.
Right.
And they can move on from there. But I want to move back to the Browns real quick before we go any farther. A lot's happened in a short amount of time. They have had the most quarterback changes in a year from any team in history, as far as what I understand, what I heard on the radio today, with five.
Wow.
Five quarterback. Now, that's not five different people, but that's five different changes.
Right.
Quarterback. They started off with Brandon Whedon, went to Brian Hoyer. Went from Brian Hoyer back to Brandon Whedon. Went from Brandon Whedon to Jason Campbell, and this week they are back to Brandon Whedon. And personally, I mean, I've said it since they drafted him. I cannot stand him. He is absolutely terrible.
Terrible.
But I'm interested to see some of the things the Browns are doing. The Browns have made some real, real ballsy moves in the NFL. Bringing up Brian Hoyer, to have him...
He did awesome.
Yeah, he started before Jason Campbell. They had a shitty quarterback, a respected quarterback in Jason Campbell. Like, he wasn't great, but, you know, he could definitely get stuff done, and you know what he can do. And then they had Brian Hoyer, which they didn't really have a lot from, and he did amazing. And now that Hoyer's out, Campbell's out, they've taken another move to try to figure everything out, because Campbell's out for concussion, no idea when he'll be back. And Hoyer's out for the season, so, you know, you have to bring someone in. What they did is they picked up off the waiver wire a quarterback by the name of Ryan Tanney. There's a video out that I suggest everybody to go find, and the guy does, like, trick shots. If you type in Ryan Tanney trick shots, you probably will be able to find it, and that's like what he's known for. And I'm thinking, okay, now you're going to get a chance to prove yourself. Can you do this on the field? And he could possibly, I'm not saying it will happen, he could possibly be this underdog dog of a quarterback that is given a shot and actually produces and makes this team look decent. But the thing is, the Browns are 4-7. They need to go 4-1 just to get to 500. Very difficult to get to that. I think two more wins would be very nice as a Browns fan, and they need a quarterback to do it. It's like I was telling a friend of mine today. I believe the Browns have something in them for the future that could work out. All they need is a leading quarterback. They need someone who is awesome, someone amazing, whether they draft somebody or they're able to sign somebody.
Right.
And it really, at this day and age, it seems like you have to sign those quarterbacks. I mean, you have to draft those quarterbacks, because signing them, half of them are dedicated to a team, and there's no way they're going to leave. So they get someone like that in there. You put Brian Hoyer behind him and then have Jason Campbell as a third string veteran behind that. I think that's a pretty good starting lineup for the quarterbacks. You just need to find someone to fit that starting position. And then I think the sky's the limit, because then you have some quarterbacks to produce. You just got to make sure everybody around them can produce. And before we go any farther, I'm going to play a little bit from our friend Mike Polk, who I've played all his videos on here. And this is another one he did outside of what was once Cleveland Browns Stadium. Now it's First Energy Stadium, after the Browns Steelers game. So we'll be right back after this.
Well, that certainly could have gone better. Attending these games feels more and more like I'm going to a shitty job that I have to pay to work at. And boy, as a Cleveland taxpayer, let me tell you, I personally can't wait to spend another $2 million a year to keep this party going. Lord knows we don't have any other use for that money in Cleveland. Luckily, everything's perfect already. But hey, the bright side is we're gonna have some sweet new escalators. Jackpot! What a game today. Apparently, Jason Campbell has a concussion, and I actually envy him, because that means he might not remember this game. So now Brandon Whedon's going to start again next week, which means he's already probably staring down the first receiver he's going to throw to. You ever think about what a better world it would be if young women at Pittsburgh bars were as good at avoiding Ben Roethlisberger as he is at avoiding the Browns' pass rush? Here's a simple request that I have for Browns management, and please pass this along to Mr. Haslam through his attorneys. Please don't say that you understand our frustration. You can't. You just got here, and you'll probably be gone in 1 or 2 years. That's how it works here. Players, coaches, GMs, even owners get to leave eventually. We are the only ones who stick around. The only two constants in Cleveland Browns football are misery and unwavering devotion from us dumbass loyal fans. So don't pretend to understand, don't tell us to be patient, don't tell us it's a process. The beauty of the NFL is that you can turn around a franchise in one offseason if the people in charge are actually competent. If you don't believe me, ask the Colts or the Chiefs. But while other teams are getting better, we're still paying Mike Holmgren, which means that we personally bought him 3 racks of ribs for dinner tonight in Seattle. Now, I will be back here next Sunday when you play the Jaguars, although quite frankly, I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to get drunk enough to make that game watchable. But the difference between me and you, the Browns, is that I'm at least going to try!
Mike Polk just speaks for me as a fan. Says a lot of things about how, you know, about this management. Personally, I believe the Browns will change. I hear a lot of talk from Steelers fans that they're never going to be any good. They're always going to be these losers. But I believe in the law of probability. Let's go back to what I said about Aaron Rodgers. Every other quarterback in the NFC North has suffered some sort of injury or problems. But here's Aaron Rodgers, who the only blip he has on his radar or his history is a concussion. I'm like, there's no way that's gonna hold up. Packers had luck with Brett Favre, a guy who started year after year, game after game, and it seemed like they had that in Aaron Rodgers, but I knew there's something was gonna happen to change that, and that change happened to be Shea McClellan, who's also injured for the Bears.
Yep.
But going back to the Browns, this I think was probably one of the worst years. It really does suck to be a Browns fan. The thing that I want to see, though, the moment the season is over, which is it's over like in March, and that's when you can officially get rid of players, I want to see Brandon Whedon's ass fired, let go, whatever you want to say, get rid of him. Because the moment he went into the game on Sunday, I gave up. And I don't think as a Browns fan, as a just a fan in general of a team, that I should feel that.
Right.
I should feel some hope. I should feel some sort of confidence in a quarterback, a guy who is a starting quarterback. But I don't, and hopefully he winds up somewhere else. And it's funny, because I think when I was talking to a friend about this earlier, he asked me whether I thought Brandon Whedon would would wind up somewhere afterwards. I really don't think he will. Colt McCoy and Brady Quinn were lucky to find homes. Colt McCoy is with the 49ers, and Brady Quinn has bounced around from, Jesus Christ, from Broncos to Chiefs to Cowboys to the Jets, the Seahawks, and now I think he's with the Rams. And how often does he play? Not that often.
Not often at all.
Nope. And that'll end it on our teams, as we took a long time for that one. And let's get into how we think our teams are going to do this week. And we'll start off with Thursday with our turkey games. The Oakland Raiders at the Dallas Cowboys, a 4:30 Thursday game.
Yep, I'll be watching it, and the Cowboys are going to just demolish the Raiders.
We get to start the show off with the You're Going to Get Your Ass Kicked award. The Dallas Cowboys are favored by 95%, and I agree with them. I mean, I think the Raiders are actually going to put up a fight. It's not going to be this big blowout like you're seeing on predictions, but I think they will win hands down.
Oh, yeah, easily enough.
And let's move on to the Chicago Bears at the Minnesota Vikings. I really want the Bears to win. They are the underdogs in this because they are the away team. But I got to pick the Bears this week. I think a lot is on the line, but I think it will also depend on Matt Forte plays. Forte plays, they win.
Yeah, I have the Bears winning. And I say that with because defense looks awful, but the Vikings don't have a quarterback. They have a running back who I think is hurt because he didn't play very much against the Packers, if I'm not mistaken. Or I could be completely wrong.
Yeah. This is, if I'm correct, this is a division play week for the NFC North, if I'm correct. Yeah, because also the Lions are going up against the Green Bay Packers.
My bad.
I think I can edit that out. Should be able to. I just got to remember to go through it.
I was wrong. Adrian Peterson had 32 carries for 146 yards. So, and Christian Ponder actually had 233-yard passing, but only one passing touchdown.
Wow.
And if the Bears' run defense sucks as bad as it has been, I'm worried because AP had 146 yards and Toby Gerhardt had 91.
But how many rushing yards did he have last game?
Ooh.
They played.
Oh, yeah, I know. They did a good job stopping AP, but it's a different defense, I feel.
Yeah. But I'm hoping after a couple weeks of being dominated by the run,
up a little bit.
Yeah, seeing how they are going up against one of the greatest running backs currently playing. I won't say of all time because
he's not Barry Sanders.
Wow, you actually went with Barry Sanders?
I did.
You didn't go with Emmitt Smith?
No, well, Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith, they're all in the same category.
I go with Walter Payton, and I go with it for one reason. I believe it's in between Walter Payton and Emmitt Smith, and if you ask Emmitt Smith who he thinks the greatest is, he'll tell you Walter Payton.
Of course he will, because he's humble.
Mm-hmm. And Walter Payton was pretty badass.
Yes.
But are you picking the Bears? You picking the Vikings?
I'm picking the Bears.
As am I. It's kind of reluctantly, though. And, oh, I learn things new every day.
Yeah.
On Yahoo, I don't say the records anymore I don't say the records because they have them on ESPN. On the side, there's a little box that I found out. If I click on it, I can get the records. So, trying it out. Let's go on to the Browns. The 4-7 Cleveland Browns. 3-3 in their division. I like how they have that, but I don't need it all the time. Going up against the 2-9 Jacksonville Jaguars. I'll use it here because they are 2-4 in their division, or they went 2-4.
Yes. This is a hard decision.
But I'm noticing the Jaguars have only won in their division.
Yep.
If that is...
I mean, last week was the first week that the Jaguars have scored a touchdown in the first quarter, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Can't they've only won in their division. They were winless before their bye, and now they have a winning record after the bye. But I think they'll be the Browns. I think the Browns will win. I'm sticking with the Browns.
Yeah.
And I would love to see... I don't think it's going to happen, but I would love to see Ryan Tanny get in there. Or Tanny.
Tanny.
Hey, he was picked off the waiver wire from the Cowboys.
I know.
You know, because I told you.
Yep. I'm going to stick with... I'm going to go with the Browns.
Wow.
I have no faith in the Jaguars.
It's funny because the Browns are the favorite to win, favorite in the picks, too. They are a 7-point favorite.
Wow.
And... that will do it for our teams, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
What's up, people? Mr. Old School, alter ego to the Mountie, here to let you know about a new podcast that I've been working on called Old School at the Movies. We talk all about the latest news and rumors, we review stats, we've got our own movie review of the week, predictions, contests, all that good stuff. Check us out at oldschoolmovies.net. Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
And we're back. And we will start with the first game of the week. And, Thanksgiving is going to suck. Looking at the two games other than the Cowboys game, and I will go with both of these in order, the 5-5. Oh, you don't want to give me the and one record, Yahoo? But 5-5 Green Bay Packers at the 6-5 Detroit Lions. Also, later in the day at the 8:30 game, the 5-6 Pittsburgh Steelers at the 5-6 Baltimore Ravens. Fuck you, NFL. Fuck you. I'm going to have to eat around 4:30 because if I eat during any other time period, I'm going to get sick. But on that note, I am picking against both of my rivals, and I am picking the Detroit Lions and the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I've got the Lions and the Ravens in those games as well.
Packers.
For the Eagles.
Has there been any news on Aaron Rodgers?
He's dead.
Other than that?
No.
Shane McClellan killed him.
No idea.
Did we get to? No, I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, figure we'll probably hear more about Aaron Rodgers, but I haven't heard absolutely shit about him, and I would think he wouldn't play. But my computer's being a bitch.
He's playing, and he's not playing this week, that's for sure. Kind of like Jay Cutler was ruled out again this week, too.
Yeah, shocker. Up next, the 5-6 Tennessee Titans at the 7-4 Indianapolis Colts. I'm picking Colts.
I also have the Colts winning this game.
I almost picked the Titans as an upset, but I feel like the Colts have lost a lot lately, and this will be like their turnaround.
You hope so, but I agree.
And then up next, we got the 5-6 Miami Dolphins at the 5-6 New York Jets. A split right now, 50-50 on picks. But I'm picking the favorite New York Jets because the Miami Dolphins just haven't been the same lately. Be a star.
Be a star. Exactly. Nope. I'm actually going to go the opposite route on this and pick the Dolphins. I just have no faith in the Jets.
I mean, they probably won more games this year than we expected them. They probably won twice as many games as we expected.
Yes, I agree.
Up next, the 7-4 Arizona Cardinals at the 6-5 Philadelphia Eagles. Wow. Both of these teams have really bad conference records. The Cardinals are 2-3, and the Eagles are 1-4. Eagles are the favorite, but I'm going to pick the Cardinals.
Yeah, I've got the Cardinals winning this game as well. I just need to see Philly lose, but Cardinals.
And up next, we have the 3-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers going up against the 8-3 Carolina Panthers. Who seen this coming when it comes to their records? But I'm going to pick the Carolina Panthers.
I've got the Panthers as well in this game. Cam Newton.
Up next, the 8-3 the 8-3 New England Patriots at the 2-9 Houston Texans. This has a widespread on, and it's funny because the Patriots are favored, and when they played last year, I thought that the Texans beat the Patriots, and it shows you how far they've fallen, and I'm picking the New England Patriots. Should have picked them last week.
Yeah, probably, but this is a no-brainer. Patriots. Houston looks, sorry, from where they were last year to this year, they're awful.
Them and the Falcons have fallen.
Yep.
Like, terrible.
Terrible. Speaking of.
Yeah, speaking of the Atlanta Falcons, the 2-9 Atlanta Falcons at the 4-7 Buffalo Bills. I have to go with Buffalo Bills. I've always had a soft spot for the Buffalo Bills, though. The Falcons, I've just fallen off behind them. I'm not confident in them anymore.
I am going to stick with the Falcons because I hate the Bills, and the Bills look awful as well. So, yeah, Falcons.
Moving on, we have the 5-6 St. Louis Rams at the 7-4 San Francisco 49ers. Will we have a tie? I don't think so, because I'm going to pick the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes, I have the 49ers taking this one as well. Kaepernick's back.
The rematch of 2 weeks ago, the 9-2 Kansas City Chiefs are hosting the 9-2 Denver Broncos. A rematch from 2 weeks ago, and you'd figure whoever wins this will win the division.
Peyton for the win, baby.
Yeah, got to go with Peyton Manning. There's not much else I can say there. So the 7-4 Cincinnati Bengals at the 5-4 San Diego Chargers. Originally, I picked San Diego, but I'm going to right now switch it up to Cincinnati.
Yep, I've got Cincinnati taking this one.
Who do you think's going to suck more in this game? The 4-7 New York Giants at the 3-9 Washington Redskins.
I'm going to go with the Redskins sucking it up. Giants for the win, unfortunately.
I agree with unfortunately. And on to the Monday night game, the top two of the NFC battle it out. And you'd figure this is, well, the 9-2 New Orleans Saints at the 10-1 Seattle Seahawks. If the Saints can win here in Seattle, that would make them the number one seed.
It would, you're right.
Because they would obviously own the tiebreaker. I'm thinking the New Orleans Saints are going to do just that, and they're going to break this undefeated home record that they've had for a while.
I've got the Seahawks taking this game. No questions asked. I don't even think it's going to be close.
I don't think it's going to be close. I mean, granted, they are at home, but the Saints are right now, they're pulling out some great wins.
Yeah, I can't not agree with you, but I still think the Seahawks are better, and they're at home.
I mean, the only team the Saints have lost to that's a real head-scratcher was the New York Jets, but that was away.
Right.
Other than that, they beat every team put in front of them. Oh, but no, they lost to the Patriots by only a couple points. Yeah, I have faith in Drew Brees.
Yeah, I mean, he's an excellent quarterback, but I just think the Seahawks are going to take it easily. You can never count out Drew Brees. That's always how it goes.
But anyway, that will do it for our picks for this week. And right now, we'll go to this quick word before we get to our pretty swell pick of the week. Woo!
The pretty swell guys. Kirk Robinson.
Give me a funky-ass bass line.
No drinking. This is what comedians do.
Chris Klimm.
Size does matter, bitch!
Chris Klimm, who is a very funny guy.
Live now from Akron, Ohio, here are the Pretty Swell Guys.
Eric, here we are. Welcome to the Pretty Swell Guys podcast. I'm Kirk Robinson.
I'm Chris Klimm. Are we really doing a podcast now?
I don't think we are.
What number is it?
100.
You don't even know.
No, I don't.
It's, oh, it's no. 167.
I'll make up a number just to the
everything's going to be 69 from now on.
No, never.
69. Never. I finally got what your shirt means now.
What's it mean?
It's from Arrested Development.
Oh, you finally got what my shirt means. There
I
you
love
go.
That
I'm glad you started watching. I told you like 600 times to watch it.
I know what? I didn't listen to you, but it's hilarious. It's
Carl Weathers. Well, Carl Weathers, don't have to say.
Got a little soup going, yeah.
He's an acting coach. It's awesome.
Yeah, because he's such a great actor. I want to know how he was able
Action
to,
Jackson,
to have sex with, what's her name from Action Jackson?
I don't know.
One of Prince's chicks, Apollonia?
Apollonia, that's it.
He's
Apollonia.
Like, Action Jackson, baby, yeah.
Action Jackson can get laid whenever he
Action
wants.
Jackson, his holster is actually holding his dick that he had to swing around him and put extra in his pocket, so that's what's in his holster.
You know what the best line in that movie is? They call me Action. That's the best line.
The best line is everything Biff says. Oh, you're Action Jackson!
We're supposed to plug something here?
Oh, yeah, our podcast.
All right. PrettySwellGuys.com.
No, it's the Pretty Swell Guys.
Yeah, but that's where you go. PrettySwellGuys.com.
Yeah, or iTunes.
Or iTunes. Today. Go there today.
So this is commercial?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Right. I mean, I know it is. I'm just making sure because I have a line of novelty bedroom products I'd also like to plug.
No, we're not going to plug that now.
Okay.
We'll plug that on our show. If you want novelty bedroom products, you can look
Well, they're not. Show. They're not edible.
Are they used?
Yeah, they're flavored products, but if you eat it, we are not liable.
All right, glad you put that disclaimer.
Okay, yeah, well, the lawyers.
Listen to our podcast.
Yeah, it's great. It's way better than this, trust me.
So long, everyone.
Later.
Next, we have a very, very big group by the name of...
The Pretty Swell Guys. Copyright 2012. Got a question? A comment? Want to be a guest? Just send an email to prettyswellguys@gmail.com. This is Chuck Costanzo, the voice of the Pretty Swell Guys. Thanks for listening. Big bad and bold B-boys of bold.
Pretty Swell Pick of the Week, sponsored by our friends, prettyswellguys.com. Check them out. Check out their podcast. Maybe they'll have a new episode posted eventually. They're almost like us. Anyway, what is your Pretty Swell Pick of the Week?
Seattle over New Orleans.
I knew you were going to say that. I was almost going to pick the same thing. I'm going to pick the Cleveland Browns over the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's not really a stretch, really, when you think about it.
Right.
These teams also are, they're both under 500. 2-9, 4-7.
Right.
Yeah. It's not like they're in two different ballparks. They're in the same ballpark, just on different sides of the field.
True.
But that will do it for things here on NFL Easy Picks right here on KFAV Sports Radio. Any final words before we go?
Go Cowboys. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes, definitely. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Because here on this show, we actually care for all our American listeners.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of, just to throw it out there, there's already somebody at Best Buy in a freaking tent tonight.
Wow.
So don't go shopping, support Thanksgiving, and don't make the people who have to work work. Coming from a previous retail employee.
Yeah, what he said.
Don't support the retailers on Black Friday, or what I would like to call Black Thanksgiving now.
Yeah, kind of.
But other than that, have a good holiday.
And that will do it for us right here on NFL Easy Picks on KFAV Sports Radio, where it's all at work. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, go to KFAVSportsRadio.com. But for now, let's get back to some more football. Thanks.